The main limitations on the main limitations on the talent that we're asking for is no liquids, no underage nudity that we're aware of.
Why underage?
Huh? Massachusetts law, they have all to be over 40. Fuck Massachusetts. We're not there. No fire. Yeah, fuck yourself. And no obvious broken laws, please. My talent is I took this. That's a bad talent. Well, I mean, it's a great talent for you if you don't have enough stuff. But that's a quality picture. That'll come out nice. Anyway, I'll be your host. And we're going to bring ourselves some of the fine, fine organizers of RubyCon to watch your talent. I'm glad to have all of you here, by the way. I'm glad you all came over to this wonderful talent show. My name is Jason Scott. Hopefully you bumped into me once or twice in this con, or you're going to bump me off at some point in this con. Basically, this is a two-part event. We're having both a talent show, where we're trying to encourage the attendees of RubyCon, the greatest con ever, to exhibit some sort of talent within some level of reason. For instance, the ability of you to, quote, drop an amazingly big log would not qualify as a talent. Well, the rules of the talent contest. We'll be giving away prizes, and then after that, we'll be having a special feature, Pirates of the RubyCon, created by Suburban White Guys Productions in 2002. It's a fine, fine production, and it is rumored that there may be sort of a drinking game attachment to it. So you'll probably want to stock up, yes, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I hope you've all been enjoying the con so far. Okay. Having a good time. I am sure the con and organizers would really appreciate being given any suggestions or things you really liked or didn't like or want to see what happens later. I'm sure they would really appreciate that. Yeah, that would be an excellent start. Yeah, let's try not to get kicked out of this hotel. Let's try to walk away having paid our bill, and then the entire staff waving happily as we leave, saying, come back, come back. We miss you already. You know, we say Holiday Inn, but we really mean RubyCon Inn. We really miss you. So, this is your moment. I already bored you. That's a shame. So your talent is leaving. All right. So, who here has a talent? Omar has a talent. That's contestant number one. Do we have another talent besides sitting on our asses not talking? Bob. Bob sounds like contestant number zero. You know, you'd be surprised when you're faced with a microphone and a bunch of staring people on the edge of drunkenness how your talent will come right through. Some are on the edge. Some remember the edge. Some don't remember the edge anymore.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not drunk at all.
The students, do you have talents? We're
looking. Talent. We're looking for talent.
Can you add 2 plus 2? That's a talent right there.
Am I going to have to go out and fish for talent? What do you think? Am I going to have to go out to the lobby and fish for talent? Okay. Denke will be entertaining you with a song while I quickly run out and convince everyone they're talented. Be right back.
Yeah. okay, people, this is really easy. You come up here, you do your talent, you win cool stuff. Life is good.
Josh, if you can hear me, this is Jesus. Turn up the mic.
Thank you, Captain Sisko.
I can talk loudly.
Ladies and
gentlemen, I rule.
Mr. Ben Mason, the best Sisko guy in the fucking galaxy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know nothing. I'm pretty stupid.
And he fixes stuff.
Cat dev you random HTA1. That's all I know. God damn it. I think he should come in here and do a shotgun now. Kill him now or do a shotgun.
You with the badge, what's your talent?
Show me your talents. Now. Are we all losers, or do you have talents now?
Come on, you're drunk. You have no shame anymore. You know it, I know it. It's all good.
Shame is for losers.
Yep. I'm sorry? You wrote a couple of books? Are you going to write a book on stage? Well, maybe on the whiteboard. On the wall itself would be a very, very bad thing. Writing a book on the wall would be called Rubicon 3. The elevator issue. Anyone who was here for Rubicon 3, well, was a bad thing because it was at the Ramada.
I missed the Ramada. It was so much fun.
I loved the Ramada.
I missed the foot-high water and, like, generators right next door and, like, worrying about being electrocuted.
I missed the smell of diesel fuel powering the electricity of the network room.
Oh, that was awesome.
I missed the second floor being condemned.
I miss breathing asbestos from being on the second floor.
I miss walking up, meeting Ben the first time by, what are you doing by the PBX? Nothing. All right, well, somebody already broke into it, and we have it padlocked, and I have to guard it, so go away now.
Actually, it was more like, fuck you, go away. I have to fucking guard this fucking thing. Go the fuck away.
Actually, that is a verbatim quote. I miss being able to take out a speaker on a luggage cart at 2 o'clock in the morning and not even being questioned as to why.
Mr. 187, our good friend who's not here.
What sucked was being in the room next to him. We're removing our nameplate, our door plate with the room number, so everybody's back in our door instead. That sucked.
Nate, do you have a talent?
Nate has talents. We all know this.
Nate's a very talented person. You're a living embodiment of talent.
Okay, back to your hole. Back to your hole. I have just told an awful lot of people about this. They looked at me kind of like, you know, a walrus looks at the sun slowly moving over the sky. But who knows, maybe some of them will stand up and actually make the effort to move over. I do know it did help that the DJ was so impressed that he's actually shutting down the DJ booth and coming over here. That was a nice touch. Yay, hurrah. Yeah, it's good to know that when all the power that rests in our voice...
But I don't see any talent. What's up with that? You didn't bring anything with you.
I also talked to the hotel management, and they didn't punch me. I thought that was pretty good. So, according to him, quote, either nothing happens or we shut off the circuit breakers. So, definitely, I think the hotel is with us on this one. The hotel would like to see you all in here.
Yes, remember, if the lights go out, that means the police are coming, and you will be arrested. Don't break shit at that point and leave.
Mm. Don't wave. Don't gesticulate wildly going, fucking pigs. Okay, good, excellent. Are we all on that? Good. All right, excellent.
My talent.
Good work. Now, besides...
Thank you.
That's you know, that's pretty lame. I've seen about 3 people today do that with one bite.
Are you registering that as your talent, or are you doing the guitar as the talent? No, I opened for myself. Oh, okay. All right, we'll consider that 1A. And so we have so far patient 0 and 1. Do we have any other talents? That is remarkably queer. But okay, fine. Yeah, we can certainly set up the whiteboard for him for that talent. Perhaps it makes more sense for him to put it against that back wall there, over there, that side.
Can he cite himself?
Can he? So, okay, so we have contestants 1, 2, and 3. Do we have any other contestants? Perhaps somebody is on the edge right now, feeling vaguely tentative about it, but perhaps wondering, could this be my big moment?
Remember, talent can be construed as anything. I don't care what it is.
I know deep inside you're all very talented, and I think that some of you can show it. In fact, I'm kind of displeased. There was a gentleman who I was just merely speaking to just a few minutes ago who claimed that he could recite from memory most of the registry keys for most versions of Windows. I thought that was a talent. That's a great talent. Yeah, reciting serials, I think, really counts as some sort of a talent. That's a pretty good talent. The arm's up. Number 4. Are you number 4, sir? Okay, that's your talent. Is that your only talent? Okay, that is a talent. So we got number 4. Number 4. It would probably help more if the people who are going to be contestants come forward and sit down on the front chairs. Come on down to the party. Pick a chair, and yeah, that's easily. Otherwise, everyone has to turn their necks, and if they're that drunk, they'll see trails. And then we'll get puking, and puking ain't no talent.
Boy, this is quite the buzzkill. There's no talent here. What the fuck?
I'm astounded at the lack of talent. You know, people, I like to think most people have in them something they did, you know, some weird music that they can play using their body, or you know, an ability to recite some poem that they learned long ago, or perhaps even, you know, their ability to cram 9 eggs into their throat. That's a good talent, especially if you have a lot of eggs and you're on the go.
Can anyone here own a computer?
What's the first prize?
No one can own a computer here. What's up with that? We're at a con.
I think we have a wide variety of prizes here. I'm afraid to tell you, because if they don't come up to your pimp elite standards, then you won't come up. But I'm seeing some books. I'm seeing a jazz drive, a zip drive. Seems to be some sort of network card thingy. There's something called the Surge Arrester. I don't know what the hell that thing is. You know, there's a wide variety.
Incidentally,
of course, a number of T-shirts of Rubicon's past and some sort of weird thing that we got for free from NPR.
Okay, you also should know that Ben's drunk and I'm on double my medication right now. So we're going to be really generous.
I'm high on life, but you can't mainline life.
We know you're a bastard, Josh.
Yeah,
Josh,
let's give
I know
a
you're
quick
gonna enter
warm,
in something.
Let's give a quick hand to Josh, who's been doing sound and all various things over the last couple days here. Still be doing stuff tomorrow.
Even though he's a bastard, yeah. You can clap for him.
Yeah, this is hardly the closing ceremony. This is kind of the middle point. And if you're really smart, you can make it the real middle point by not going to sleep tonight.
Hopefully we'll make it to their closing ceremonies, as long as you don't fuck shit up.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. People are crawling in with their talent. Sir, Oh, your talent is being loud, isn't it? Okay, he's got a talent. Excellent. Okay. He's starting the contest, apparently.
Yep. Here we go. Number 1 entry. I have 2 talents. Number 1, I can speak really loud.
Wait. Can you speak really loud, take down the microphone?
Exactly. So I'm not going to do that one right now.
Okay. That's good.
Okay, that's a threat.
We're going to skip that one. We've all heard me yell about the carts earlier.
Okay, that's a threatened talent. Okay, we'll take that.
Number 2, I can recite a Windows 95 CD key.
What's special about
it's made up of 2 different keys, and it works for Windows NT 40. All right?
All right, let's have it.
Okay, the first time I was installing Windows 95, you know, Windows 95, it crashes a lot, right, you know? And so for the first year that I had Windows 95, it would crash a lot. And, you know, shit would get corrupted, and I have to reinstall. So by the time I finished after a year of this, I had memorized the Windows 95 CD key. I mean, because honestly, I mean, who had Windows 95 that didn't crash? Honestly, I mean,
my
come on.
Never did.
Anyways, the CD key that works is 221950018291945000. And there's actually portions of this. I actually did a little bit of research, not a whole lot. But the first part of the CD key is a Julian date. And if you know what Julian date is, it's just how many days into the year in a year. So 22195, which would mean the 221st day of 1995. And the rest is some kind of checksum. I don't remember that. But that's my talent.
Every contestant that enters automatically gets a shirt, by the way. So that's a vintage
nice
Rubicon
catch.
1999. So that's our first contestant, recitation of the Windows 95 key.
You
have it'll be up to the judges whether they'll have points taken off for that.
That was an XP CD key, you know, where it's long and has lots of letters and numbers, so it probably isn't that hard. The Wookiee was pretty good. I have to agree with that. I'll give you the Wookiee. That's about it.
But he made it himself. That's what's special.
Did you make it with love? Like Betty Crocker?
I hope someone isn't typing it in right now and hoping. Oh, I can finally finish install. Oh, shit. That's been a long fucking, you know, 8 years here. I'm miserable.
I'm going to show off my age at this point, and I think only Jason's going to understand this reference, but he had a good beat, but I just couldn't dance to it. I'm only going to give him a 5.
But you understood it. It wasn't funny.
Hugh Morris. All right. Yeah, I guess contestant number 2. Omar will be coming up to perform a little song for us.
Yes, we do need the microphone back so we can yell at you.
We need it back so we can make fun of you afterwards.
Damn! I think we can call him a mini-me.
Get in my belly.
Hello. La 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 la.
Yeah, Warren is my boy.
I am here to serve the Omar. Make sure I get more points.
Yeah, I used to work at a gas station
called the Omar.
Yeah. Yeah. New Year's Eve, Warren and where's Brett? And Brett and Deej and Rachel and two more people show up with apple cider. Fuck.
What is this? A coffee house?
Yeah.
75-minute introduction, 2-minute song.
It's kind of cool. My friends used to show up and stock the cooler for me. It's kind of nice. Okay, what do we want to hear?
Racing ahead.
Thank you very much.
Got out of town on a boat in a southern island, sailing to reach before our following sea. She was making for the trades on the outside, in a town who run to Papa Haiti. Of the wind that's in all of my cases, got 8 feet on a line, nicely making ways for the lonely nights, never long trying to call you. On a midnight watch I realized how twice you ran away. Think about how many times I have fallen heaven brought you and me cannot be forgotten. And I have been around the world looking for that woman, girl. Lord knows, who knows love can end all. And you know we'll no will. When you see the Southern Cross for the first time, you understand how I became this way. 'Cause the truth you might be running from is so small, but it's as big as a promise of a coming day. So I'm sailing for tomorrow, my dreams are dying. My love is an anchor tidy, tied with a silver chain, got in my ship. All the flags are flying. She is all that I have left, and music is her name. Think about how many times I have fallen. Spirits are using me, Lord, your voice is calling. What heaven brought you and me cannot be forgotten. And I have been around the world looking for that woman, girl. Lord knows, who knows love can endure. And you know well. No will. So we cheated and we lied and we bested. We never fell or fail was the easiest thing to do. You will survive being bested. Somebody fine will come along, baby, just to give our love in you. In the Southern Cross. Oh, baby.
Thank you.
All right. All right, all right. How do you type something like that, you know? All I can say is... He all gets right. His, of
you
course...
You judges
his,
weren't paying any attention. Thank you.
They were talking about how great it was.
Play Freebird.
Okay. Well, now that tsunami of talent has gone by, does anyone want to bring up their drinking cups?
Boy, I definitely did.
We'd like to point out that there are second, third, fourth places, and we could slot you right in there. Oh, we have a talent. Froggy, are you bringing us
a
talent?
I personally think that if it comes
and yes,
down
I saw
to
you
it.
Raise your hand, and you're next after Froggy.
Hey, Jason.
I saw you raise your
Jason,
hand.
Jason, shut the fuck up so we can make fun of people.
Oh. Wait. What's that sound? Oh, it's my nutsack hitting your chin. That's...
Fuck you.
That was the absolute worst version of Sweet Home Alabama ever.
Shut the fuck up!
I think personally, when it comes down to talent, we need to hear Space Cowboy.
What?
That's a good one.
How about a what? A text file. You know, that actually is your direct quote for the. Yeah, that's a good direct quote for the scavenger hunt, I think. Yeah, that's the sound of my nuts hitting
your
chin.
Oh, here comes Josh. This can't be good at all.
Josh just figured. Okay, so our let's just let the judges want to make any more comments with the previous contestant before we move on.
I'm done. I've just been drinking. I'm done for the moment.
All right, Froggy.
All right, I probably won't be able to beat that, and I think, you know, I'm a halfway decent DJ. But before that,
I actually took years of classical trained voice and musical theater and all that bullshit. And so I'm going to attempt to sing in very broken Italian an aria that I used to sing a lot. So this should be really interesting considering I'm hopped up on lots of alcohol, ephedra, kola nut, guarana, and every legal speed I could find. So we're going to try this, and if you do speak Italian, I apologize. The song is entitled Amarilli Mia Bella, and I'm going to cut down the version because I don't remember all the verses, but I will give it my best shot. So, and I probably won't be able to beat you. You're fantastic. All right.
Breathe in.
Amarilli Mia Bella. Non credio del mio cor, apremi il petto, credo il mio amore, Amarilli del mio cuore, amarilli del mio cuore.
All right, let's give it up for the drunken Italian.
That was alcohol abuse right there,
hey,
baby.
Hey, Froggy. Froggy. Okay, there's your Rubicon 2000 shirt.
Froggy can't hold his
you
alcohol.
You will be after this guy who was brave enough to raise his hand. Yes, you, sir. Yeah, you were pointing. Yeah, you. Yeah. Yeah, I know, I know. Just get him. I saw there was a mad bum rush to the stage, and I had to stop it. All right. Can we have some judges' comments, please, on the previous performance?
Okay, Froggy, first of all, I did love your voice. However, I feel in my heart of hearts that this is the wrong venue for that sort of song.
This is exactly Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, probably the voice, the singing was great, but you couldn't stand up straight, and that caused a problem.
I believe the phrase is the St. Carnegie Hall, but it's as close as you're going to get.
Being half Italian myself, I feel that you did pull it off correctly. However, you know, the poise, also the venue. This isn't the Detroit Opera House. Yes.
Yes.
However, I would give it a 6.2.
Just coming from the perspective of the sound guy, real opera singers don't get amplification.
Hey, you're number 1-2. All right, our next contestant, please.
All right, well, I do not have the vocal ability of either of our last contestants, but I have one thing that they do not, and that is Elvis. All right, I will now proceed with my rendition of Elvis singing the Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated. Silence, please!
I went swaggering hips.
I'm not quite sure if my hips are up to it.
If you've got Elvis Presley, you need swaggering hips.
I'll try just for you, but really, I don't. Man, I got the real thing, man. I got the king. All right.
Oh, 2024, I was a go. I wanna be sedated. Nothing to do and nowhere to go. I wanna be sedated. So put me on a wheelchair or put me on a plane. But hurry, hurry, hurry before I go insane. I can't control my fingers. I can't control my toes. Oh. Bop, 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 bop. I wanna be sedated. Bop, 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 bop. I want to be sedated.
Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do we have some judges' comments, please?
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building.
All I have to say is, Elvis is dead. Why do we have to bring him back?
I was rather hoping for the fat Elvis.
Well, the convenience store is still open. You could, you know. Huh?
I think Carl needs to give me a beer.
Okay.
Or some Jack and Coke.
Next contestant.
Jack and Coke.
Do we have any contestants that are interested after this contestant?
Yeah, oh. Carl, if you're going back to the room, you can bring me another Corona, too.
Oh. What is...
Carl, Jack and Coke sounds absolutely delicious.
Are you applying...
Why don't you just bring down the Jack and a 2-liter of Coke and that and three glasses and we'll be fine.
Is that the order line for the alcohol?
That's right.
Okay, fine. Well, our next contestant, what is your talent?
It's not singing or anything. Where's myself? You want to call me now? Answer this? I've never done it right before.
Speaking as a telecommunications professional, that is a talent.
Hold it up to the mic.
Okay, careful. He can only do this once.
No, just hold it so that...
Like that.
No, the other end. Like it's got to be able... Okay. Now, can you talk? Does it make sure it works? Closer.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, now hit a number.
Verizon.
4. Was that right?
No.
Fuck, do it again.
I think the judges have to press the number. Can a judge please press the number or something?
6. No. All right, I can't hear it. Is there any other touch tone generator that doesn't have the audio quality of a clamshell?
All right, let's can we please
radio.
Have a judge
okay.
press a number
if you
for
can make
a
speaker work then.
Any other name for Frequo the Magnificent here?
It's too tinny and shit. So yes, that'll work.
Okay.
You can't read them to me, and it doesn't work that way. I gotta hear it.
Okay.
Hi, Nate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I can hear that.
We're testing, okay?
Oh.
Star. 1, 4, 1, 9. 3. Am I getting them? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Do it again. 6, 5, 7, 5, 8.
Okay.
Name that tune.
Let's give it up to the guy who has way too much free time on his hands.
Give him his shirt. Okay, now we have one more contestant. The lady in red. Sneak is our lady in red.
We have Al Pacino in the room?
Yeah. Can we...
Do we have Al Pacino at the podium?
Yeah, Al Pacino. And now, Al Pacino. No. Sneak, are you actually entering with your talent? You what? That's great. Florida, I made an incredible statue. You got to see it.
I believe Sneak can write Visual Basic.
It's good to believe. I do believe. Okay, does that close it? We have one more free shirt for one more contestant. Okay.
Wait, Jason.
Oh, we have to.
Do you have any talents?
What?
Talent? How about you? Do you have any talents?
Do I have any talents?
Yeah, you should show something off.
I sorted 56 fucking tiles all by myself here, man.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's not a talent?
No.
There's nothing easy. Oh, fine. Blue Spanish eyes. Yeah, right,
Moon
exactly.
Moon River!
Blue, what?
Moon River.
Something, something. I'm not Audrey Hepburn. Why am I dating George Peppard?
Anybody want to see a bunch of flip-flops until I fall?
Yes.
No, that comes later.
Make
that comes
sure
later. Okay, okay, wait. There were two people who wanted to show a talent, and you're just jumping up.
Come on.
You
had a talent. Real talent.
There's going to be falling, though,
anybody
and maybe hurting.
Real talent.
I'm all about falling and hurting.
Real talent?
I think perhaps we can get another T-shirt if we got two people. If we take just the last two people, maybe we can just find one more shirt.
Okay, I will accept that. Fine. What's your talent, bozo?
Exactly what I said before.
Okay.
Yeah, if there's a fractured collarbone in this,
I promise
you're not
either
getting a t-shirt.
I will fall or I may hit that table over there.
Hey, that's fine with me. I won't be the one to call 911, though.
Oh, or I'll get a cord stuck on my foot and it'll come around and pull me down.
Let's do something about the projector then. The projector is worth more than the person.
Don't worry, I won't sue anyone. No.
Later it was explained to the officers that
this wasn't my idea. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what he does every time he gets drunk.
Okay. Oh, so, okay, all right. See, you're doing a drunken impression, I believe? All right.
If you break the projector,
okay.
You buy it.
All right, this is performance art then. Fine, go ahead. Oh, you are the spice of life.
Holy shit.
Hurting. Oh.
That is a talent.
I think we need to see that again.
Maybe a couple more times till he hurts himself.
I think you need to do it again.
Yeah,
I'll try
and
do it faster, but... I blinked, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe you need to look like Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman.
All right.
You caught a fall? Jeebus.
I count that as a... All right, that's a good talent.
I got one burn on my...
Okay, your entry is now logged, sir. Please sit down. Thank you very much. All right, I think we're crowbarring in one young little gentleman. Yusuf? Yes. Okay, come up, please. And you will be the last contestant, and then we're going to have a quick little... Wait, fuck you. In the ass with your own head.
I can do that too. Okay. My talent is that I have an amazing and incredible lack of anything interesting to do. So since I was 14, I learned C, I learned C++, I learned how to use DirectX, OpenGL, and right now I'm going to explain to everybody how to code a... I don't fucking know Arabic. So I'm just going to tell everybody how to make a chunk loud train engine.
A what? Come on, speak clearly.
I'll write it.
He's got a whiteboard and he vaguely knows how to use it.
I can't read it.
English, motherfucker, do you write it?
Okay, I'm gonna let you go.
Okay. If I give you a shirt, will you sit down? Okay, those are our contestants. Now.
Wait a minute. All I had to do to get a shirt?
No. First, you had to be really fucking annoying. To the point that I just wanted to shove clothing into his face because it would make him go away.
I think we have one more contestant back there with a shaved head I saw. Was it right there? I think you were raising your hand.
What?
I don't want to get you weren't going to get anything anyway?
Okay. Oh, boy. It's the halftime
show. Oh, boy.
Show.
Here comes Sneak.
This only works from
180 degrees. Oh, no.
Sneak, this is a dumb, stupid idea. Just so you know.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. It went into his hand.
Dude, you broke the magician's code.
That pen has sneak boogers on it. I want it.
All right, so I guess what we do actually have one more contestant lagging along in the caboose of this train wreck. Okay, go ahead.
I never actually messed with Windows 95. It was crappy, but I did play with Windows 2000, and I got one of those codes. It's RM233-2PRQQ-FR4H-246QYB.
But can we verify this code to make sure it works?
Oh, I think the judges have just shit-canned you like yesterday's bad, bad meal.
I will allow it if...
We still love you. Oh, I know what you need.
Actually, I think we need more than just one key, and I think you need to auto-generate Windows XP keys.
And we also have to verify
them on a
machine.
Here you go. One completely useless CD. Thank you. Okay, go ahead. We'll always remember you. All right. Okay, I think it's time for us to figure out who rocks this box. Can we please have one of each of the contestants please come and stand up in front of the audience?
Jason, I think to benefit the judging, I think we'll need to have all the contestants up here and have them all do something, the same thing, but just to judge their talents of doing something impromptu.
Yeah, I think they need to do something completely different for round two.
I think it would... Well, can we...
Hello.
Oh.
I am Andy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Shut! Okay, I need you to... Yeah, okay.
You dropped it.
It's funnier. Okay, can we get you guys please in a line here, please? Just over here. Our contestants are all lined up here. The judges, of course, their decision is final, but of course we always like to appreciate the audience's input into this over who is who. I'm going to hold my hand over each one. I'm going to ask him to beatbox, and then you can decide. You know, I'd just like to hear your cheering to say what you think of each of them. All right, let's start. I'm also asking you to remember their time up here and also cheer. You're not necessarily saying, you know, the beatbox isn't the eliminator tournament. We're just asking them to do something that will always remember them. So, any clapping? All right, yeah, okay. Good, it's good. People suck, don't they?
All right.
And what do we think of Elvis doing the Ramones? That's our take on Enrico the Luzo. Okay. All right.
Fuck you.
He's the 11 herbs and the spices, isn't he? It's like someone took a dump on Thanksgiving. Okay.
The system is down.
And our word on the human touch tone decoder. Oh. Okay. While the audience considers your performance previously, we're asking you to do some sort of percussion impression. See, he's giving you a hint.
I'm Detective John Kimball. And I would like to ask you questions. And I can't speak English anymore, but I'm a cop, you idiot! Okay, thank you.
All right, our beautiful song performer with the guitar. Okay, judges, once you pull the needles out of your arm, we'd like to ask you to come up and perhaps declare the third place, the second place, and the first place.
Okay, can we have number one step forward? Step forward. Number three, please step forward. Number five, please step forward. Everybody who didn't step forward, goodbye.
Everyone still standing, put your right foot in. Take your right foot out. Place your right foot in and then shake it all about. I didn't say stop. Dance for me, monkeys, dance.
Our judges are cruel, but they are kind.
Okay. We need to deliberate, so if you could just give us a moment to place one, two, and three.
In the meantime,
yeah. I've already been there, fucker.
The system is down.
Sorted.
The cheat is grounded.
You guys are going to tell what I do at work for real, man. You and me both. You want this? I stole it. All right.
That I should do that.
You can't do it, Jesus Christ, man!
Fuck you, I'm drunk!
See, he is good at yelling.
I have a really loud voice and I like to use it, but nobody likes it when I use it! Oh, please stop. Yeah, there you go. Slash ignore that fucker. Okay, judges.
Okay, I need to remind you that all the judges are also core members, and we can remove anyone from the conference at any time. We have your money.
That mic sucks. Use this one.
Precious.
If you ever scream into the microphone again when we've been drinking, we will murder you in your sleep.
Okay.
And we've got 30 plus.
We have automatic weapons.
You have all of Detroit after your ass. Have you been in downtown Detroit? Oh, that's your fucking problem right there.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with a city that dyes their river green for St. Patty's Day?
That's not dye. They dye
it green every St. Patty's Day. But they dye it so many times, it is permanent. Smiling green is green.
But you only dye it green because you can't march in the parade.
Our river is permanently green and not because of dye. We rule.
Okay, Aaron, go fuck yourself. All right, now, judges, please tell us who the number three winner is.
Jason Scott!
No, Jason Scott is the Lord God of all things created. That's a different, entirely different contest. You'll find it when you die. Who really won, okay? I'm
going to say it. Okay, the number three winner is...
God loves apple porn. Okay, go ahead.
Apple porn fucking rocks, okay? I have to word up to apple porn.
What are we going
to
do with this sausage? Okay, judges.
Okay, the number three winner is the one on the left, because I don't remember any of your names except for Froggy, because I've seen him before. That's the number three winner.
Flippy boy.
Give them all applause.
Here we go. 133 baud modem. One complete guide to Windows XP. Hey, fucknut. I spent all night writing that. 110 base 2 Ethernet MMU. And I think there's like actually one other thing here for you, isn't there? a box of something. Enjoy. Bye. Okay, go away. All right, judges. Who's number two?
The number two choice of this fine judging staff up front, not impaired by any alcohol at all. The number two pick, my blood alcohol level is zero, is Froggy.
Froggy is number two. Froggy, here is your surge arrest notebook thingy. I don't know what the fuck it is. PC performance tuning and upgrading so you can finally get on the internet you've been hearing about. I heard there be the nakeds. And of course, Linux problem solver. So for our winner here, the human touch tone decoder and beatbox master. One ditto drive. Oh, wait. Fuck you. One Zip 100 internal Atappy drive. And of course, crack-proof your software. Because I know you're coding up. And, of course, let's see. Yep, Apple porn. Apple porn for all my men!
Yeah.
Ah! And one serial cable. And, of course, as we were discussing before, I am Lord High God. And I'm sorry, anybody... Okay, first of all, yes, one more. Okay. I'm awarding this to our singer who is so brave to stand up in front of you for almost 3 minutes and sing with his guitar. The jazz drive, a zip drive, various other things.
Hey,
because on top of everything else...
Can the guitar guy come up front?
Yeah, can we please have the person that played the guitar please come up front? Please stand up. Please stand up.
Omar, come up front.
Omar.
Can the real Omar please stand up?
I think we all have to be chanting
his
name.
We want to bring you up here because we want to explain that the actual judging was based on the beatbox in the end. But we wanted to give you recognition because you did a very good job. And
Thank you so much.
And we just wanted to make sure, let you know that we weren't totally dissing you completely.
Yeah, so can we have an Omar,
but dude,
Omar,
that was
Omar,
not
Omar, 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 Omar. I think while we're setting up the videotape for Pirates of the Rubicon, perhaps Omar wants to do a quick little performance for us in recognition of his wonderful talents.
Jason, never dance like that again.
What?
Never dance that way again. Please, I beseech you.
Jump in the line, duck your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Okay, now.
Thank you for stopping.
So, people, you're probably wondering, how the fuck is there a program called Pirates of the Rubicon? Well, turns out that there's a trail in Southern California called the Rubicon, where people take
special
off-road vehicles and roll the fuckers.
Sneak shut off the projector. You should plug that back in before the bulb explodes. It's probably the plug on the right. Plug the power on the right back in.
There you go.
Thank you.
Sneak, the cables are too complex for you.
Wall.
Because that projector is worth more than most everyone in this room, probably including myself.
It's like all the AV geeks,
not
but they're
myself,
retarded.
Myself, me.
Damn this stupid myself.
Clear!
Myself.
Doing anything else now? No, I think we're done.
Hey. Mr. Jason Scott, please. Are we done?
Okay.
Was that a yes?
Actually, maybe we should have one more encore guitar performance.
I was just saying that.
Omar should get up and play again.
Omar, please come. Oh, Omar is somewhere on fire.
Well, like every magician, he went to smoke.
Yeah, he went.
Dude, I need a fucking cigarette. I'm gonna go smoke myself too. Fuck this shit.
All right, let me just smoke him if you got him, but not in here, you stupid fucks. Okay, now, so let me explain again. This movie is called Pirates of the Rubicon. There is a trail in California called the Rubicon, which is a major challenge for people who have off-road vehicles. In this thing, they go up some incredibly stupid places, roll their cars, and occasionally hang out near women who show their chests. I have heard rumors that there might be some sort of a drinking game attached with this thing. Every time a car rolls, you take a drink. Every time someone says the word Rubicon in any way, you let out a cheer and perhaps take a drink. And we debated this for a while, but should a woman decide to become intimate on the screen, you would drink once for each nipple that you see. So anyway, this movie, again, is produced by Suburban White Guys Productions, so you know it's of quality. I've seen many of Suburban White Guys Productions over the past few years. It says there is a parental advisory of explicit content, so if you're easily offended by rolling cars, breasts, and some sort of thing involving trucks, please leave. But I think you might enjoy this, or perhaps you won't. Once again, how long is the movie? Well, until we get the fuck bored of it and turn it off, actually. I can't imagine there's a surprise ending, you know? It turns out it was all somebody's dream and they were in the shower. And they're doing something horrible in the shower.